Excellent win today, to say the least. I'm going to get in trouble, put that up here. But, you know, really, this is the first step for us, division championship here in Chicago. You know, this game always means so much to our players, our organization, our fans. We did not disappoint today. I was pleased with the victory to go through the three segments. I thought the offense was able to retain some balance, committed to the run. I had a couple of chances for it to come out of the gate. I thought we did a good job getting the ball on the perimeter. I thought Aaron played extremely well, obviously against a tough defense down here. Defensively, after the first series, I thought our defense took over the football game. Our third down defense was outstanding. You know, we put them in tough situations there in the fourth quarter. Special teams was consistent, as far as the field position battle. I haven't seen how that shook out yet, but obviously we had the fake punt. That was clearly my responsibility, not the highlight of my coaching career. So, but with that, it's an excellent win, excellent team win. And that's what's exciting about our group. We feel this 2012 group has a chance to continue to get better. We have a lot more to offer in all three phases. And, we'll be able to take that back home against Tennessee next week. But thrilled to win a division championship. We know we're now in the tournament, in the playoffs, but now we fight for the seed. With that, I'll take your questions.
Do you call that a fake punt without your defense playing as well as it did today?
Well, really, the reason behind the fake punt is, Aaron had just had he come off with an ankle. You know, we had a couple injuries on the sideline. Got guys who are, getting ready for the next series. And just the flow of the guy, I felt that the potential for the big play on special teams was there. It's a play we've been working on, and you look for a certain part of the field, the wind, everything, all the factors involved, and that's what it equated to. Now, at the end, it's not a good decision. I wish I had that back. Well, the slant play is really the starting point of our offense. You know, that's one of the first routes we put in. They played a lot of two high early in the game, and they went to it some three deep and some situationals, came after us with some pressure and some important downs in the game. But we're going to throw them. They're going to defend them, and it's clearly one of Aaron's better balls, and our receivers do a good job running the routes.
What does your defense seem to match up so well against their offense?
I mean, we just Their offense is, as far as the way they started the game, I thought they did a really good job. They were running the ball actually in second down. I think they were able to get a couple runs come out. But our guys really, the emphasis for our defense was to be patient, to be patient with the four-man rush. And then we grew into the pressure as the game went on. But I thought Dom's coverage calls and the players just, sticking to their guns, particularly in the perimeter, playing tight coverage. Frankly, I got to give the officials credit. You don't usually get three calls like that in one game, and that's obviously I thought they were all good calls, but that's the way we play defense. Well, I mean Mason needs to make those kicks. We're at that time of year. We had a spot. We left points on the board, left points on the field today. Two missed field goals are definitely makeable field goals. Obviously, factor in some of the decisions you make after that. So it's time for him to step up.
Coach, how important was it for you guys to, after they scored first, to come right back and get that equalizer?
Oh, very important. You knew there was a lot of motion going into the game, and I think that the first series says a lot about the preparation and mindset of your football team. So, they did a very good job. Was it six minutes or so on that first drive? So, and for us to respond was very important. But that's Bears-Packer football. I mean, there's going to be momentum swings. We talked about it all week. Just keep punching, and then there's going to be times in this football game that we need to counter punch. And I thought our guys did a great job of that today. Well, he just catches touchdowns. I mean, that's a nice job responsibility to have. It's just the way it falls sometimes. James is having an excellent year. I can't say enough about him. Ability to make the big catch, just the back shoulder fade there. He's playing very well. I mean, we ran our offense. We didn't do a whole lot different. We went exclusively no huddle there for the first, I'm going to say, 2.5 quarters. And, you know, that's the way we want to play. We want to play as fast as we can, get as many, you know, attempts at the plate. And, I, you know, I thought Aaron did a great job managing it, and it was extremely productive today. Well, I think you answered your own question. We're a much better football team when we got everybody on the field, and it's only going to go, you know, take another step when Jordy comes back too. So, you know, we have very good playmakers, and it's a responsibility of the offensive play caller, the run blocking unit, and the pass protection unit. We need to get those guys a ball. We've been committing to the run. That's been good. It's been productive. It's what we needed. But we need to be balanced, because when we're balanced and our playmakers get in the secondary, it's a different ballgame. Oh, you can see it in practice. I mean, when Clay Matthews is on the field, we're a different defense. He's an impact player. He made an impact today, and you know, he's clearly one of the best defensive players in the league. So I think that says it all.
You took one of your opening statements. Just talk about your third down defense, like your 0-for-9 or 0-for-10.
Yeah, I thought Dom did a great job. I thought he was very patient with the plan, and our players were, you know, we picked our spots, you know, as far as the pressure. But this is about four-man. You know, the four-man rush going into the game, obviously being aware where Brandon Marshall was. And, you know, I just really liked the patience of our defense and the ability, the discipline of it, and just trying to make the quarterback beat you today. I thought we were outstanding.
Can you put in the words what this division championship means, considering all the obstacles you guys are looking for in the early postseason stuff?
I'm not a drama queen. It's great that we won the championship today. I feel good about it. I'm not trying to diminish anything here, but we're just getting started. We feel that way as a football team. Not trying to be arrogant. We feel we have a lot better football in front of us. This was an extremely important game for everybody involved today, but we fully expected to come in here and win this thing. So we got the division championship, and now we'll be focused on 11 wins next week at home against Tennessee. Oh, Casey. Casey's a dynamic young player. I mean, he's very instinctive. The ball's in the air, watch out. I mean, he's got offensive. Well, I mean, I don't want to insult the defensive players, but he's got exceptional offensive ball skills, and just can't say enough about our young guys. Well, we're gonna go into work tomorrow, and we're gonna watch the tape, and he's gonna get down there, and we're gonna swing at it. We're not changing our kicker, so you can write that down right now. He's our guy. He needs to make those kicks. He knows that. We're at that time of year. We've been taking the long 50-yarder opportunities, preparing him to make the game winner. So I have all the confidence when we line up at home at Lambeau, we're going to go out there, we're going to have our spot, we're going to have a field position plan, and we're going to line up and kick him when that opportunity comes. And he has to do his part.
Kumar, Sam's had a lot of penalties called against him this year that maybe were questionable. Was it nice to see those calls go beforehand in the offense?
Yeah, I give the officials a lot of credit. I thought they did a good job of letting the teams play today and calling the obvious penalties. I mean, you know, it's competitive on the sidelines, and you know, sometimes you only hear about the officials when they don't do a good job. Now, I mean, you know, I'm always going to agree with every call they make, but I thought there was balance out there today. I thought the calls that they did make, they didn't let it affect the outcome of the game. And those are tough calls to get three off OPIs in one game. It's I'm glad it happened today. I thought Jermichael was a major factor today. I mean, it goes back to what I talked about earlier. We need to threaten these secondaries more and more. And when we have all of our guys rolling like that, it definitely helps. But I was very pleased with Jermichael's effort and his production today.